Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Let's see. Let's stand. And we're going to have our invocation, please. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the beautiful day you give us today, Lord. The beautiful sunshine, Lord. I know it's a little chilly, Lord, but the wind's died down. It's just another one of your masterpieces, Lord, for days. Thank you, Lord, for the great God that you are. You provide our each and every needs, Lord, every day. We're here today, Lord, to fellowship with each other, Lord, to spread a little Christian love, and, Lord, to be here to hear some more of your word today. Yes. Thank you, Lord, for this great nation we live in, Lord. We know it's many problems, Lord, but we pray that we would continue on as Christians, Lord, that people would see the difference in our lives, Lord, that they might look upon us and see the way to you, Lord. Today, our pastor's going to preach. Lord, I just ask that you'd guide him, direct him, give him the power, Lord. He's going to have a bit of a youth service today, Lord, but we pray that it would do nothing but honor and glorify your name through all that we do. And Lord, if somehow, someway, someone's touched by this little message today, Lord, I pray that that person might get right before they leave this building. Thank you so much for this time, Lord. Just the opportunity to be here today. In Jesus' name, amen. As we're standing, turn to 710, please. 710.
Jesus calls the children dear, come to me and never fear, for I'm not the children of the world. I will take you by the hand, lead you to the better land, for I love the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus is the shepherd true, and he'll always stand by you, for he loves the little children of the world. He's the Savior great and strong, and he'll shield you from the wrong, for he loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. I am coming, Lord, to thee, and thy soldier I will be, for he loves the little children of the world. And his cross I'll always bear, and for him I'll do and dare, for he loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Before
All right, let's see. How about 708, please? 708. Oh, wait a minute. That's not the right one. Probably 710. Oh, there we go. I wanted to pass me now, but we're not going to get it. What page was that then? 710? That is correct?
No. On the screen it is, but it's not 708.
Hmm. 795. Thank you, Jeff. 795. Pardon me, folks. I didn't look far enough ahead to see if we had the right numbers down. Here we go. Pass me not. 795, please.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Jason, do them?
Sure.
Come on up, Jason.
Good morning, everybody. Good to see everyone again. And welcome to all the guests that we have here with us today. And for our announcements today, up on the screen there as well, thank you, Jeff. Our evening service is 6 p.m. today, so that's not after our fellowship, but in the evening. And the message is an open forum part two. And those are always real interesting, so be sure to come out for that. Communion is next Sunday. Now, today, after our service here, we are going to have a food fellowship, which everybody is welcome to, whether or not you brought anything. So please come join us. We'd be glad to have you. The kitchen team, of course, was Carol, Beth, and Sandra. Now, women's Bible study is April 2nd, and see Beth if you are new to the group or want to be added, and to check the dates as well. That'd be Beth Martin. Wilton Bible Study, March 31st, 6 p.m. As usual, that's in Wilton at the Presbyterian Church in their basement. Iron Sharpens Iron, which is the men's Bible study, on April 9th and April 23rd. And once again, those are Saturdays, and we usually meet at 9 o'clock. Let me see here. Also, the work day, and this is somewhat tentative, but we are setting it up for the 9th of April, actually at 8 a.m. So again, we have it set right now to be the same day as men's Bible study as well. So that is somewhat tentative, and I guess we'll get updates on that. And Pastor's Thought for the Week: investing in children today yields dividends in adults tomorrow. Amen. Sorry, I have those lenses that allow me to read, and they don't always get in focus there. Praise the Lord. Well, let's go ahead and have our ushers come forward for offering. And, of course, as you know, we've changed things up a little bit since our last meeting, and we now are passing the plates, as well as we have the offering plates in the back for anyone that would like that. I'm sorry, Jeff? We'll need two plates here. I think they're right up. There's one and two. Yeah, we can just use the two and pass them back and forth. And this is a free will offering, of course. No one ever asks you to put anything in the plate, and it's just between you and God. And again, if you are more comfortable putting something in the back, you're more than welcome to do that as well. And we thank you so much again. Let's pray. Lord, our Father, again, we come before you this day, Lord. And once again, we thank you for each and every day of your grace and your love, Lord, for the beautiful day you have given us and the little bit warmer temperatures, sun shining, Lord. And God, we just thank you for the blessing it is to gather together here, Lord, as a Christian family. And Lord, we ask that you will bless this time that we have together, Lord. Bless the service, bless the fellowship to come, Lord. But Lord, at this moment, bless this offering. Bless the gift, bless the giver for your use, Lord, and that you will be glorified through it. We thank you, Lord, and praise you again for all you are and do. In the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Welcome to Fruitland Baptist Church. We're glad for everyone that's here. We're especially glad if you're visiting today. I need to take just a couple of minutes here. For those of you that are visiting or may not be aware of this, we are a congregationally governed church. So when we make decisions, even down to very minute things, we have to bring these to the congregation. And a couple of weeks ago, we had our annual meeting, and there are just a couple of questions and things that I need to clarify here in 1 minute or less. Yeah, I'll believe that when we get it all done. First thing today, as you heard, and by the way, Jason, would you kindly light those lights in the center, please? I appreciate that. We are having our noon fellowship today, our monthly fellowship, and I need the consensus again because I cannot remember, and we've had several different things of input about this. Today, I called it like I thought I heard it in the meeting, that we were going to have our fellowships at noon, but still have our regular evening service all the time. And so that's how I announced it. If that is not the case, could someone speak to that today? If you still want to have, when we have our, it'll be quarterly fellowships from now on with the lunches, are we still to have the service right following that, or is that in the evening? Does anyone remember from that meeting? Sharon.
I thought it was the evening.
That's what I had understood. Does anyone have a problem with that? Otherwise, that's the way it'll be. Also, it was determined in that meeting, is there anyone that did? That I misunderstood that? Also, it was determined in that meeting that our fellowships will begin at 12:15. And so that's when it'll start today. We'll pray at 12:15 and we'll get down the line on the food. I also want to be sure that you're all invited to stay. I know very well there's plenty of food here. So come and enjoy the fellowship. Then tonight, as you heard, also I want to call your attention to one other thing. There are visitor cards on your bulletins every week or in your bulletins. So if you're here today and you're led to share who you are and so forth and a few details, and we're glad you're here, that's where they're at. They can be slipped into one of those plates on the back table or to an usher. And we want you to know that that's available to you. Tonight, just so we're clear on this as well, we're going to have open forum 2, Lord willing, at 6 o'clock. And come tonight with other questions, things that you may want to talk about. We do that occasionally here at the church, and it gives input and opportunities for everyone to be heard about that. We may begin with the subject we were on last time, but I want to also have time for other things as well. And so tonight would be another declared open forum, and just so you're aware of this as well, next week will be communion, Lord willing, and a preaching service. But tonight I will be handing out books for the week following, where we're going to begin a book study for the gals and the men on Sunday evenings for a while. So you'll want to come tonight if you're going to be involved in that. Now, what else have I forgotten here? Kim, is that it? I think that is the only other things that we had to decide on, but that's how we'll proceed from here. Thank you for your cooperation, and I believe we have a special at this time.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
God sent his son, they call him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. By my pardon, an empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy they give. But greater still, the calm assurance, this child can face uncertain days, because he lives, because he lives, I can face tomorrow, because he life's final war with pain, and then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights I'll know He lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know just because He lives, and life is worth the living, just because He lives.
And because He lives, we are people of hope, right? We are not dead because we are alive in Jesus Christ when we've been born again through the blood of the Lamb. So I'm excited about that today. Welcome once again. I did forget one detail, and that is this, that the ushers, if you were elected an usher this last week and a half ago, we need to meet right up in this front area of the church before we go over to fellowship today after the service. But once again, I want to greet you all in Jesus' name. It's a wonderful name, is it not? And today we have a children's emphasized message and service. So I think it'll be applicable for all of us because we're all kids, right? Jesus calls us His children, again, when we're born into His family. And so we have a wonderful opportunity today to be fed on the Word, but also in some illustrations. So this morning I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to ask our young people, and I want to just give God the glory for this too. We have some young people here at Fruitland. We still have children here, even ones that apply from the age group, and I'm thankful for that today. So after I pray and open our service, we'll go ahead and have the young folks come up in this area. You can be seated or gather around here. We're going to have an illustrative lesson today that I believe will hit home for all of us based on God's Word and on His admonition to us. Let's pray together today. Welcome once again. Father, I come to You today, and I just ask, Lord, that Your Son, Jesus Christ, would be held up high today. He is the risen and living Savior. We are not here to participate in a funeral home or a death dirge. We are here to rejoice, give thanks, and sing and praise You today, Lord, for the fact that You've brought us new life, eternal life, a life of joy, a life that abounds with fullness if we are willing to yield to You and place our faith and trust in You for all events and each and every day and moment that You give us. And I thank You for those that You brought out today. I'm glad today to see, Lord, visitors. I prayed today that we'd have some, and You delivered on that, Lord. And I just pray that this will be a blessed time for all concerned, but especially You, O Lord, that You'd be pleased by what takes place here at Fruitland Baptist Church. Now, Lord, we realize even in our own number there are people missing today. There are people that are struggling with physical ailments, age and infirmity, illness. Other situations, Lord, there may be a hurtful situation in a home. There could have been a fight this morning. There may be someone who is wayward, and we know some of our members here are wayward today, Lord. They are not here gathered as the sheep, Lord, to come into the shepherd's fold. And we pray to that end today, Lord, that You would restore people. But we also pray for our community today. We know that our mission field begins right here inside these walls, but it extends not only to our community here of Fruitland and Muscatine, but also all the areas that we touch and have an opportunity to meet people and our neighbors, Lord. That's where it all begins. So we pray today, Lord, that You'd change our hearts, that You'd cause us to think. And Lord, if there's business we need to do with You today about repenting or seeing things set straight, or maybe someone today needs to call on Your name in salvation or move forward today, Lord, in obedience to You in many ways, we ask, Lord, that You would speak to those hearts today, including mine. Forgive me, Lord, for my sin, and help me, Lord, to walk aright with You. May this message be blessed today. Father, again, it's not the preacher because he's not able or worthy, but Your Word will help be held supreme today, Lord, by the power of the Spirit. So we ask Your input today and Your presence today, Lord. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. All right, young folks, come on up here this morning. And if you'd like to, anyway. And I, again, mean this, that if you're under 93, you're welcome up here. I'm going to ask for my faithful assistant, Mrs. Brown, to give us a little hand here with some things this morning. But today I want our young folks to come up and describe a little bit of what you find on this table. Now, you have to use a little bit of make-believe here because Kim and I are not able to put on a big production and have all kinds of cool graphics and things like maybe we could have. But we have some things here to illustrate. But the title of our message today is simply a children's message. But the impact of this message should be something similar to this as we considered. It's making an impact for Jesus by making a difference where you can, when you can, doing what you can. So that's our emphasis today. So I'm going to go to our young folks here this morning, and I just wonder if some of you could help us describe, and maybe you could step over to the sides here a little bit. And Miss Kim, if you could give them a little help. What do you see here on this table in case you didn't come up front today and look already? And maybe you can give us, hey, dirt is called soil. I want to tell you that. But what we actually do have here today is sand, okay? And sand is different than soil, okay? It is a different component. But Mrs. Brown, would you, or Miss Kim, or Kim, would you tell us today what all these things symbolize and illustrate here before I go into the message? Yes, we do have sand on the table. Okay. Well, yeah. Can one or more of you explain what is in the beach here on the sand on the side of the beach? Okay. So, how many of us realize how things work with the seas? We know that the seas react with the tide. The tides react, and so at different points of the day, the sea either flows in or it flows out, right, with what's known as the tide. And anyway, what we find here today then is that our water has flown out and we have some exposed areas on the beach in front of us here where these young folks have told us there exists some starfish. Now, how many of you have ever been to a beach and experienced this? Okay, and how did these starfish get on the beach? They come in, when the tide comes in, when the tide rolls out, the starfish are exposed. Aren't those kind of neat? And when we're done, if you're up here, and even if there's some left when we're done and the young folks here haven't taken them, you can come and take a starfish home for your very own. But I want to talk a little bit today about starfish and how we can make an impact for Jesus by this little story that I want to tell us today. We're going to begin the setting of this story by thinking about a little girl who was walking along the beach. And she was investigating these starfish. And we're going to learn about starfish today. But she is walking along the beach after the tide went out. Now get that frame of mind, that story in your thinking here this morning. And like you already have shown me, many times you maybe have had that very same experience. In fact, I liked it when I laid on a beach, had my toes in the sand. And seeing all the wonderful things that are along there. But today I want to just give us some facts first about starfish and some of the situations that will help us to draw this story closer to us. By the way, if you get tired or anything, you can sit down. But if you don't, it's fine. Just staying where you're at. But here's a few facts about starfish that are washed up and are stranded on the beach. First of all, starfish are not fish. And what they really should be called is sea stars because they are not fish. They are actually called echinoderms. And they are really what are known as sea stars. So that's a little thing right there that you can think about. They're sea stars, they're not fish, but we commonly call them starfish. They feed off corals and clams and aquatic life. And something that's neat about these sea stars is the fact that I learned that their stomachs actually reach out to get the food rather than taking the food into their stomachs internally. That's kind of an interesting thing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Another thing, they have no blood and no heart. They have a water vascular system. So we have a cardiovascular system. The heart in our bodies pumps the blood, both out and back, the flow of the blood. But they don't have that. They have a water vascular system, and their water is filtered and pump to supply nutrients to their nervous systems, and that's how they exist. So they're a little different than a warm-blooded critter like humans are. They can regenerate their own body parts when they're damaged. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? And here's one that's very important as we think about this. They can live up to 35 years. Up to 35 years of age. Some can survive out of the water up to 28 hours. Others can only survive 5 minutes. That's an important fact to understand about this as well. So up to 28, but some can only survive 5 minutes out of the water. So it's very important that they are rescued back to safety of the water, or they will die. So let that enter your minds here a little bit this morning as we consider the sea stars. So here's my question to all of you and to the kids. I'll see if they have a response. What would you do if you were walking along a beach and observed just what we have here in front of us today? You would do that, Emma, even after you did, before you knew these facts today?
Yeah.
You might, okay. Librarian, what would you do? The same?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else have any responses? Have you ever done this?
I would do the same.
Well, what'd you say, Ellie?
I would do the same.
You'd do the same? Okay.
I would do the same.
Lisa, what would you do?
I would take an
aquarium. Okay. That's an honest answer. And I'm going to give you an honest answer for me. I don't know necessarily what I'd do if I had never heard this story before. Because can we come clean about this, young and old alike in here today? Sometimes we really don't care about a lot of things, do we? Because we're what? We're not thinking in the mode about something like that. We're mainly thinking about what? If we were walking along the beach, wow, Lord, this is a beautiful day. I'm enjoying this. I'm getting a tan. I'm on vacation in Florida or Hawaii or wherever, the Caribbean, and I don't really care about these sea stars. They're cool. I mean, yeah, I like them, but I don't really care about them. Is that a fair assessment too, what we might say? Okay. Or like Lisa said, I want to take one home for a souvenir because it's cool. Anyone else have an answer? But you get the idea there. But my question to us today is, what would you do if you were walking on the beach and saw these sea stars and did know the information? It might affect that versus if you did not know that information. Okay, so keep that in mind as we go through this. Some of you already are figuring out what we're going to get at here. Now let's talk about this little girl that we introduced a little bit earlier. The little girl was walking along the beach, and she was throwing these sea stars back into the ocean. And an older man approached her on the beach and questioned her and said, "Why are you even throwing these things back in? You can't make a difference. Look at the beach. It's littered full of these little sea stars. What difference can you make?" But the girl knew already that those sea stars would die, and the sooner they could be put back in the water, the better chance they would have to live. And so he said, you're just really wasting your time. By the way, when we translate the sea stars to people's souls, how do you consider that when you meet people on the beach of life? Well, you know what? The little girl had a good explanation, and it has to do with the title of our message today. And she says, and again, this guy is saying, why even try? You can't make a difference. By the way, can we make a difference? Every one of those little sea stars that gets back in the water at least has an opportunity to what? To continue to live. Yeah. Are we all straight on that, young folks? Is anyone tired yet? Okay. Hey, good deal. Thanks, Jaden, for staying up here. I know you're getting a little old for this, but no. He's the preacher. He needs to be up here. Well, here's what the girl says to the guy on the beach. She says, because all I can get back to the water may have a chance to live so I can make a difference by doing what I can, where I can, when I can. Now, I want you to tell me what the man did. The man began pick up sea stars and place them back into the ocean as rapidly as he could, because he was moved by that to make a difference. Now, you get the point of what we're talking about here today. So now we're going to look at the theology. Now, young folks, I'll let you sit down if you'd like. But do we get the point here today? And you may take one, and if there's some left, some of you other kids can come up and get those as well. Let's not fight over them. There's plenty there to get with. So what is the principle of all this? You've already understood that. It's the fact that we encounter people in life. You're going to encounter people today, or maybe you already have, that you've made a choice to even say hello to. I'm shocked today as I walk here and there, different places on the street, whatever, in a store, about all the people that will intentionally turn their face and make it so that you won't be able to speak to them, or they don't have an opportunity to speak to you. It's kind of like here, walking down the beach and not even thinking about the sea stars, isn't it? That's the kind of a culture and society that we live in today. But, you know, we encountered many people in life that may be minutes away from death. They're out of the water, so to speak. By the way, when I talk about water, they're away from the living water, who is Jesus. See? They're stranded because they can't get back to the living water, who is Jesus. These starfish are not able to crawl back into the sea. Sea stars, I know technically. They have to be placed there. They have to have help. And folks, that's the way we are as well. But this is what Jesus wants us to do. He wants us to do all we can to make a difference by doing what we can, where we can, and where we are at, by getting people to the living water, who is Jesus, to be saved. Matthew 18:11 or Luke 19:10 are just two verses that say the following, and you can turn in your Bibles there today. And this is just one verse, but this has to do with a situation where Jesus was calling out to someone called Zacchaeus. But at the end of that, as he talked with Zacchaeus, and by the way, Zacchaeus was found that day by Jesus. He was lost, but he was found. And you remember, he looked up in the tree and said, "Zacchaeus, come down, because I'm what? I'm going to your house. We're going to have fellowship." And Zacchaeus placed his faith in Jesus that day. He was found by Jesus, folks. But here's what Jesus said in verse 10. He said, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Now, many of you have probably seen this little plaque that may be on the walls and so forth where there's a beach. And there's only one set of footprints. And what did Jesus do? It was his footprints, because he carried that person along the beach. See? He carried them. But Jesus came to seek and save the lost. So Jesus, to put it in the terms of our starfish or sea stars that we have here in front of us today, Jesus was interested in those sea stars. And he wants them to come to him, the living water, to be restored to eternal life. Well, that's what he wants us to do again. In John 3:16, we know that it tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten or unique Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God gave the gift of salvation, that we wouldn't be like those sea stars abandoned on the beach of life, stranded from the water, facing death. 2 Peter 3:9 tells us this, that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God wants people that are on the beach stranded to be turned around, and folks, that is done through our work that Jesus calls us to do. We have a mission field on the beach, and it's to put the sea stars back into the living water, who is Christ. He wants all to come to repentance. Jesus loves every lost soul. Every soul is important to him today. Therefore, it should be to who as well? To us. Think about it. When you're walking in the seashore of life, who is important to you? because they're important to Jesus, they need to be important to us as well. The Bible tells us clearly that God says that we are responsible to encounter lost souls on the beach of life. The Bible doesn't say it's optional, does it? If you're born again in Jesus Christ under His blood, it's an imperative. Jesus didn't say, go if you feel like it. In Matthew 28, He said, go. Go. It's an imperative. We are responsible to encounter lost souls on the beach of life and to get them to the living water. That means young or old. But I'll tell you what, young folks today in particular, since we're talking to them in particular, the earlier you start to do this and go for Jesus, the more treasures you're going to have as you work with people, for the souls of people. Well, let's look this morning at Acts 1:8. Acts 1:8 is another order that came from Jesus as part of the Great Commission, just before He ascended. And again, we want to see that this is a direct command that He tells us to do out on the beach of life. By the way, we're not alone in this. If you're born again in Christ, you possess the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the catalyst. The Holy Spirit's going to keep you right. The Holy Spirit's going to keep you excited. The Holy Spirit's going to keep you on task. You may stray, but He'll never let you stray far without His prompt that says, get out on the beach and grab a sea star and throw it back. Well, this is what Jesus said in verse 8. He says, but you shall receive power. We're not helpless in this mission. Jesus gives us the power. You shall receive power after that. The Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. That's the beach, folks. The beach is where you exist. You don't have to go to Africa. You don't have to go to Central America. You and I have a beach that's right here on the sands of Fruitland. And it's literally sand, right? The island. That's right, Tony. Yep, that's right. This is the island. A lot of people, maybe some of you don't know why that's called that either, but literally, and I believe again that, and this is a sidebar, when God flooded the earth, what you're standing in here is the remnants of a riverbed as the floods receded that still is the Mississippi River. You have the bluff in Illinois and the bluff over here. But what it is this ground here where we're on right in Fruitland was called the island because if you knew the elevations of the riverbed, you would know that to the east we still have the Mississippi, but also to the west we have lower ground. And so as those floods receded and through time, we are on an island literally here in the Mississippi River that was carved by the Great Flood and when it receded. So that's where we're at, a riverbed. We had an engineer tell us, I think in the flood of 2003, that if the levee truly broke over here, water could be as high as halfway up the lower story windows right here in the building. Can you believe that? That's exactly right. Thanks, Tony.
You gotta remember, 2008, too, what happened at the Cedar River, and Iowa River come together.
Yep. And the more you jam rivers up, the more dangerous it becomes, because that when they break through that, there's going to be a lot of devastation. But we're on the beach here at Fruitland. There's the sea stars right out around us. God's not willing that any should perish. If it's important to Him, it should be important for us. We're responsible. Mark 16:15 says to preach the gospel to every creature. It's the good news. Romans 10:8-15. Let's take a look at that. Acts, Romans. This is the essence of the gospel here, folks. It's that simple. By the way, is it hard to go out and pick up sea stars and throw them into the water? No. Not really. It could be, I mean, if you don't want to do anything. But folks, God doesn't call us to be lazy either, does He? No. He wants us to be productive as we follow what He tells us to do. Romans 10:8-15. And I'm in chapter 11, like usual. Romans 10:8-15. But what saith it? The word is nigh or near thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, Paul says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's the message of the gospel. Amen. That people would call on Jesus, and he'll answer. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We have to call upon the name of the Lord, and we'll be saved. If we understand our plight, we want his salvation, all we need to do is ask for it. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. By the way, we learned this morning, some of these starfish are different. Some can live up to 35 years. Others can live how long? 5 minutes outside of the water. None of us knows how close we are to eternity. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. By the way, folks, that is my responsibility. But it's yours too. If you're here under the blood of Christ, the starfish on the beach are not going to hear. They're not going to understand the water unless you give them the rescue message and show them how they can be saved. Jude 22 through 23. Book of Jude, right before the book of Revelation. Jude 22 and 23. Jude 22 and 23. Or 22 through 23. Yep. Book of Jude, the little epistle of Jude, right before Revelation. And it's not chapter 22 and 23, in case you're wondering about if we're going to be at lunch on time. Jude only has one chapter, so it's verse 22 and 23. Here's what Jude was telling people. You know, the whole point of the book of Jude is we need to be earnestly contending for the faith once delivered to the saints. We need to be interested in people. We need to be out on the beach. And here's what he says, and some have compassion making a difference. Some people that we're going to encounter, some sea stars that we're going to encounter on our beach of life need to hear the word of compassion. Don't we all need compassion today? The Savior gives us compassion. But also there's other types that you'll see on there. Remember, some live 5 minutes, some can live how long? 28 years. Hours, excuse me, yes. Thank you, Sandra. Verse 23, and others save with fear. And I like this. Pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. We need to have, the Bible tells us we need to have an answer to every man that asks us of the hope that lies within us. When we go out to pick up sea stars and lead them back to the water, the living water, who is Jesus Christ, we need to be prepared to handle whatever situation we find, whether they need compassion or if they need to be told the truth about their situation and their plight. It's so important that we have that message and that we're just not out on the beach to be there. The point of all this is, are we going to be able to make a difference? We can for Jesus Christ if it's his message that we carry. Jude 22 and 23 make that very clear. We need to be people that make a difference. Because Jesus has made a difference to us. Amen? Amen? I'm excited about that. So here's my challenge to us as we close today. And by the way, there's many more scriptures I could have brought you today. But what are you and I doing as we walk along the beach of life? Some today may have said, I don't want to go out on the beach. Others may have said, there's no value in those sea stars. Who cares? Like the man that approached the little girl, right? But after the little girl said, I am dedicated to do what I can, where I can, when I can, to preserve and to bring those back to life. What is you and I? What are you and I's attitudes regarding to that today? We're all walking on the beach. What are we doing? Are you like the man ignoring or failing to see how you can make a difference in the sea stars that you encounter? Well, that's for all of us to answer with the Lord. Are you like the little girl or boy? It could be a boy doing this too. Doing what you can, where you can, when you can. To point the lost sea stars back to the living water before it is too late. Many are on these beaches today. Will you be one who makes a difference for Jesus? Will I be one who makes a difference for Jesus? Let me ask you this. Has Jesus made a difference in your life? Jesus was walking along the beach when you were called to be saved. Or if you haven't been called, he's walking on the beach where you are today. And he's saying, come to me, the living water. See? Has he made a difference in your life? Have you been rescued from death on the seashore? Hopefully the answer to that is yes. But Jesus offers all of us forgiveness. And he offers us new life, young or old, and all ages in between. He is ready to help you now, with open arms. Today, if you need him, or you want to be closer to him in your walk on the beach, go to him. He's ready for you now. He's ready for you now. Amen. You guys have said it. There's your children's message. Amen. All right, let's stand if we're able today. It's on the screen. Or we have our hymnals, and I have to grab a hymnal here quick. But think about this today, wherever the Lord may lead you today. Number 708. Never forget this. We sang some simple choruses here today, but this is the basis of it all. Jesus loves us. Who's excited about that today? Who's excited about sharing that with others? Maybe today the Spirit is convicting you here today and saying, you know what, I've been out on the beach, but I've been like the man that came up to the little girl. I don't care about all those little stars. You know? Or maybe your heart today needs to be transformed by Jesus to give you that compassion for the lost. Maybe today you are like the little girl, you're doing all you can, but you're asking Jesus for strength to be able to continue with that. Let me just say this today, Jesus loves you and he is there for every one of our needs. I'm so thankful for that today. He's close. If we'll draw near to him, he'll draw near to us. He doesn't force himself, but he is there to help us today in your walk on the beach. Let's sing together. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Children all to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, yes. Loves me, the Bible tells me so. We're going to sing the last stanza. Today, maybe there's someone that is being led and saying, you know, I ought to really step out for Jesus today. I need to make a public pronouncement that I'm ready to go out on that beach today. You know what? Jesus will bless that. He'll bless that if you do that right in your seats. He will bless you today anytime you make a movement toward him. But understand today, folks, this is another opportunity where we've been confronted face to face about what we're doing. Jesus is willing today to work with you. If we leave here with a hardened heart, we know this, that his work will be diminished and it will be harmful to those fish those starfish, those sea stars that are there on the beach that need to go to the living water. It'll be harmful for you. So maybe there's a decision before we go today that needs to be made. Verse 4. Jesus loves me, he will stay close beside me all the way. If I love him when I die, he will take me home on high. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Thanks for your good attention today, and hopefully the Lord will speak to our hearts about the beaches that we walk on, the sand. If you're going to stay with us today, you can go over to the fellowship hall either through that door or over through this one on the level. Even if you didn't bring something, stay today. There's plenty to eat. We'll enjoy some time together and then meet again tonight at 6 o'clock. If you can't stay, I'll greet you at the door, and remember we have a meeting here yet to follow. Lonnie, I ask that you close in prayer today, please.
Now as we try to fellowship together and others are going to